Dadsnet Original Podcast.
I'm Al, that's JK, and this is the Dadsnet Podcast. Welcome.
Hi.
How's it going?
Better than you.
I'm all right now. I've had a sexy husky voice from a sore throat and a cough, and I said to Jen, do you like this voice?
Did you go, Gillette, the best a man can get?
Yeah, I was like, how about it? And then moments later, I was going, bleh.
Oh, what?
So she was like, no, Al.
Was she up for it originally, though, with the voice?
I didn't get, like, far enough along to really know whether that did or not, but I think probably not.
And that, oh, my builder's calling.
What does he want? What are you building?
Hi, mate.
Hi, mate.
I'm just recording a podcast. I'll call you back. Love you, bye. Love your builder.
Clearly.
You should always love your builder.
Why? What's he building?
No, he's not. He's fixing. Which leads me on nicely to...
Is he fixing what he would build?
No, he's fixing what the last builder built.
Oh, God.
Well, do you know what it is? We have ran the water, we've ran the bath, we've ran the shower, we've ran the sink. And we've cut holes in the ceiling where the waste is. Because it's better to do that than go through than wreck the floor. Couldn't really find anything. So like, oh, the dripping stopped now, it's fine. Then it dripped again. So we're like, we'll have to run the water again. Can't find a thing. Oh, this sort of stuff, not much stresses me out. This shit stresses me out. So I'm like, all night I'm thinking about, where's this leak? It's not in the waste pipe, it's not there. Is it coming back round out the waste pipe and back in again? What is it? Then it started dripping this morning at 6:30. So let's do detective work. What comes on at 6:30 in the morning? Yeah. Started dripping again. And here we go. This is Poirot here, right? Inspector Clouseau. So the pressure's been going out my radiator, my boiler. So that obviously means there's a leak.
Yeah.
With the radiator pipes.
So you sorted it?
No, well, now Nathan's coming round to sort it. He's basically going to rip my walls open.
Oh,
it's not a euthanasia.
My next door neighbour had a flood at the weekend.
Oh.
And his entire water tank leaked through three floors, through the both floors, ruined the entire kitchen, two laptops on the side, and when he opened the front door, water poured out the front door.
No!
Yeah.
Okay, so mine isn't that bad.
He reckons 50 grand.
Has he got insurance?
Yeah.
Oh, honestly, I know... Just get insurance. Although I've called again, this is so boring. I've called my boiler insurance company and I'm sorted for central heating as well. So I'm like, brilliant. Am I covered? They're like, you're covered. I'm like, fantastic. Oh. What's my excess? 100 quid. That's okay, fine, because it's going to cost a lot. And I said, so all okay, you'll make whatever you do to the walls to find this pipe, you will make better. They were like, oh, no, you have to go through your home insurance with that. What's the point of having that insurance?
And then they're going to argue, and it's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's lighten up your mood by showing what's coming up on the show.
Better be good.
We're coming back today with Things I Never Thought I'd Say As a Dad, Volume 2.
Volume 2.
We've then got... Also, I've planned up to 5 of these, but anyway. Then we've got Useless But Great Facts.
Okay.
Also, Volume 2.
I used one the other day on air that we talked about.
They're really good.
Yeah.
They're really good. Maybe they're not so useless as you think.
No.
And then Things You Believed As a Kid.
Right, it was the chewing gum one that I used on the radio the other day.
Yeah, there you go.
It doesn't take 7 years to go through your system.
No, it doesn't. It's a lie.
It's a lie.
It's a lie that we've made to believe.
Mm.
Anyway, more of that coming up later on. But first, Things I Never Thought I'd Say As a Dad. Volume 2!
2!
Don't pee on the dog.
Why would that kid be peeing on the dog?
How do we know it was his kid?
I know why. I know why.
Why?
Because it's obviously a male dog. He's seen the male dog
cock his leg. Yeah, yeah.
So the kid has done the same.
There is also one other scenario where we pee on dogs. Right? Wild wee's on a dog walk. Because you go in the bushes for a wee, what's the first thing your dog does?
Get off!
Yeah, it comes straight to the pee. And it's so between your legs, and you're like, oh my God, and it just doesn't get it.
The dog is not interested in you for the whole walk.
He's trying to sniff exactly where you're being. So,
someone peed up the street. I'll claim it. Can I?
Yeah, I'm still peeing up the tree.
It's on the it's all over you.
So I think that there is one scenario where peeing on the dog is perfectly acceptable.
Yeah.
Next one, don't eat the dog poo.
No, do not eat the dog poo. I mean, there's so much.
I know.
Pardon the phrase. There's so much shit in dog shit. It's not good for you. I mean, it can cause blindness. Do not eat the dog poo.
That's nasty. Next one, linked. If it's not yours, don't put it in your mouth and don't swallow it either. I mean, it could have been anything. It could have been Lego.
It might have been a lolly on the, lolly on the ground.
Exactly. It could have been anything. This is from under dad, dad to Max. Max, will you please stop hitting Santa over the head with a killer whale?
Right. So is that's a killer whale toy, obviously, because he's not going to be able to hold a real life killer whale. And why is Santa kicking around his house?
Who knows? Wow. Speaking of killer whales.
What? When you look, don't say that and look down at my cock. Yes, I have a tattoo of a killer whale on my right crotch area.
If people don't watch or listen further than that, they might think that you just refer to your ding dong
as a killer whale. Yeah, I refer to it as an orca.
Yeah, well, mine's a sperm whale.
No, it's not.
Hey!
All right, well, mine's, what's the biggest word? Mine's a blue whale.
If it's blue, mate, you need to see a doctor. Next one. Poop belongs in the toilet and nappies, not your hands or my walls.
Do you think they were making, like, poo murals?
Who knows? That is a thing called smearing. I don't think you talk about that. But it's inquisitive, isn't it? Kids are just inquisitive.
Have you just described some sort of weird celebrity party?
I imagine all sorts goes on. Right, next one. This is from a guy called Dave. He says to his child, when you meet my friends, please don't mention butthole, coochie, willy or balls. And don't invite people to smell your finger. Thank you.
What? I've got to analyse that again.
When you meet my friends, please don't mention butthole, coochie, willy or balls. And please don't invite people to smell your finger. Thank you.
That family's not right. It's not right.
Right, we're coming in. Three more. Is that shit or dog food on your chin? Now, either way, shouldn't be there.
If it's darker, it's probably shit. If it's lighter, it's probably dog food.
It's got a bit of jelly on
it. Right. If it's got a bit of jelly.
penultimate one, here we go. Don't put your butt cheeks on the cat. I don't know why animals feature so much with these crazy things we end up saying our kids.
Well, you know, before nursery, before reception, there's a lot of time we spend with our kids. And if we have pets, I mean, sometimes they're their only friends.
Yeah. And the last one, perhaps my favourite of this feature today. No, don't try to put the poo back in your bum.
But it fell out, Daddy. It's fell out. I'm going to put it back in. Yeah.
Also, that is, I mean, not that I have tried, but that's a, like a near impossible task.
Depends where you live. If you lived in the Arctic.
Yeah, if it was frozen, maybe.
Actually, isn't that a thing?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that is a thing.
I don't know.
Igluing? Don't search it. Don't search it. If you do, clear your search history.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I do a funny story similar, actually.
I hope not.
Yeah, it was similar. Anyway, that's enough for volume two of Things You Never Thought You'd Say As a Dad. Feel free to drop a comment below or write to us, send it in, get involved in Dad's Net on Facebook.
Write to us?
No, I mean like an email. Write an email.
Oh, right. Not as in the post.
Like, attach the leg of a pigeon and say, off you go.
We are P.O. Box 69.
Of course we are. Oh, we're such a child.
Children.
But feel free to just get in touch and share some of the crazy things that you have said that you never thought you would as a dad.
Carry a pigeon. Facts.
Okay, mate, are you ready for some more useless but great facts?
I am, with your cap turned round.
It was turned round just before.
I know, I've only just noticed it.
Volume 2.
Volume 2. Yo. Okay. You know I've got nits at the moment, don't you?
You've got no hair to have nits. Okay, here we go. The first fact, right? And I love bringing out these kinds of facts. This one's a cracker. If ants and spiders were the size of people, they would be suffocated under the weight of their own exoskeleton.
Right. You know, my tiny brain can't cope with stuff like this. It can't.
Well, it's basically saying, like, proportionately they work.
Yeah.
But if it was as big as a human, a spider was as big as a human, the weight of the skeleton on the outside of his body would crush it because it'd be too heavy.
But I can't watch Spider-Man in the same way again. How does he... It doesn't work. He's not crushed himself.
Flawed. Yeah, flawed. Flawed. I mean, that's the only flaw. I think we need to have a conversation. Yeah. Right, next fact. This was submitted by a guy called Paul. It says this. There were 1.8 billion... people in Facebook groups, and 70 million admins and moderators run the groups for 20% of the world's population.
That is a stat.
Yeah.
That is a stat.
Isn't it?
I mean, that's also worrying.
Yeah. Only 70 million admins and moderators run the groups for 20% of the world's population.
Wow. Do you still use Facebook?
Me?
Yeah.
It's kind of my job.
What do you mean it's your job? You're not more into Instagram now.
I'm on TikTok, baby.
Top me up.
Yeah. No, I use Facebook. Well, I use it to watch a lot of stuff when I'm on the toilet.
Okay, yeah. That's what the toilet's for, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't like Instagram. Instagram's too shiny.
Yeah.
The Facebook stuff is really kind of...
Gritty.
Gritty, yeah. That's where people get wrongly pulled over by the police and then have an argument with the Kansas City cop.
Yeah, like, that's where you see like crocodiles biting off people's arms.
Exactly. Yeah.
Not
Margot's new kitchen. No. I don't care about that.
Not that Thailand trip of a lifetime, backpacking with those gorgeous pictures. No, it's not about that.
Next fact, guy called Jason, not you. Sweden is made up of... How many islands do you think Sweden is made up of?
500.
267,570 islands in Sweden.
What?
I don't even know how that works.
My God.
No one's fact checking these, by the way.
There's so many shows you could have in like Sweden. You got Love Island.
Island Bear Grylls.
Hey Island. Kitchen Island.
Yeah, Treasure Island.
Treasure Island. Sweden's the place to go. It's got enough islands.
Surely you could just go and claim one of those as well. They might be really small, but... right, next one. I'm not sure how you'd know this, but apparently a pig's orgasm lasts 30 minutes.
That's too much.
Yeah.
I mean, after one, I'm knackered.
Yeah, exactly. I'm usually asleep after a minute and a half.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what's that pig going to do after 30 minutes? Light up a fag? Have a little nap? And it's in mud. Yeah. 30 minutes. That's too long.
30 minutes.
Whoa.
Yeah. But also, I don't know whether that's a pleasurable 30 minutes because isn't there another fact that only dolphins have sex for pleasure?
It's only a fact that you know, I think.
No, that's of commerce.
What? So a dolphin will sort of get on Insta, swim into another dolphin's DMs.
Yeah.
And go, hey.
Yeah.
Should we meet by the reef?
Nice blowhole.
Thank you very much. Group myself.
I don't know. Someone fact check that for us. Right, nice next one. Thing. This is a guy called Jack. He says, a nut for a jar of tuna is the same backwards. And so is rats live on no evil star.
Oh my God, yeah.
So if you write that backwards, all the letters backwards, it says the same sentence.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Isn't it? A nut for a jar of tuna.
It's the same backwards.
Yeah, and a so nut is for rats.
a jar
of tuna.
Rats live on no evil star. Rats. Idiot, yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
That is sick.
Good fact.
You could use that.
Bring that out in the car journey home, from school, dinner parties, kids' parties.
Oh, there you go. That car journey, if you've got a car journey that lasts for a while, you would say to them, a nut for a jar of tuna, and so it's rats live on no evil star, both have something in common. What is it?
Oh.
And then you can just chill for the next hour.
Riddles. Right, this is a good one. This is a guy called Jerry. He says, Gary Newman is 14 days older than Gary Oldman.
Brilliant.
It should be the other way around. Gary Oldman is older than Gary Newman.
Whoever discovered that... It was worth the research, hopefully, just to get the reaction that we've just done.
Yeah.
That is, oh, that I'm going to use that as well.
Isn't it?
That is brilliant.
Well, let's end there, because that's a classic. I love it.
Oh.
I love it. There you go. Useless but great facts, volume 2. Done. Okay, are you ready for some more things that you believed as a kid?
I said yes a bit too early there, sorry.
You're just ready. You're just ready.
But I'm ready.
Also, you might not have believed these.
Okay.
Some general population did.
Yeah.
Right? First one. It's illegal to have the interior light on while the car is moving.
Is it illegal? Is it not?
No,
is that just so...
We all grew up. I tell my kids.
Some parent just said, if the police see that, we're going to be arrested.
Yeah.
They're like, you'll be in jail.
You. Distracts the drivers is illegal. It's not illegal. That's why the bloody light's there.
Daddy, how long will we be in jail for? 46 years.
I bet if you're watching this, you have told your kid that.
Yeah.
If you drive. Another thing you believed as a kid, if you rub your elbow, your arm will grow.
I've never heard that one. Oh, something else has grown. Oh, who thought that was my thing?
Your third arm will grow. You get square eyes if you sit too close to the TV.
Always, yeah. I knew that one. My granddad used to say that. I was like, granddad, shut up.
Mm. Do you tell your kids that?
No.
Nope.
No. 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 I just say, can you get off the TV, and then I just take the remote. It's easy as that.
I thought you'd be all over that one.
No.
Another classic. When the ice cream van plays music, it means they've run out of ice cream.
Yeah. No, that's true. Yeah, and for the sake of parents listening to this, that is true.
Yeah.
Just in case any other little ears listening, it's true.
And one that I think probably has some truth somewhere, on the basis that there is healthy vitamins inside it, carrots help you see in the dark.
No, they don't. They can't.
Why?
Because the light does. A carrot
you
doesn't.
Know how your eyes
Can you
adjust?
Put a battery in a carrot?
You know how your eyes adjust.
Has someone made a carrot torch?
No, someone should. There
someone
is
should.
There is. There probably is somewhere.
That's. Do a quick search. Carrot torch. I've got. Whilst you're searching for that, I've got one for you. Do you know that? You know if you were bitten by a jellyfish, what's the first thing people always say you do?
Pee on it.
Yeah, that's a myth.
It's in Friends. It must be true.
Yeah, no, it's not true. Not true. And also, did someone ever tell you that if you pluck out one grey hair, two grow back?
Also not true.
It's not true.
The pee thing is relevant, isn't it? Because it's acid and alkali.
It's apparently not true. That's what I because we talked about this the other week. I was started getting stuff on my algorithm, and that was one of them.
Maybe it's just a pulling technique. Maybe a fella once got stung by a jellyfish, and he said to his missus, "Oh, I think the answer is you've got to pee on it."
Oh, is that why? At the start of this episode, that kid weed on a dog because he got bitten by a jellyfish.
Of course it
there
is.
It was.
There we go. There we go. Okay, where are we on the list? Oh, yeah, there are torches shaped like carrots, by the way.
Of course there are. That was our fortune.
Next one, things you believed as a kid. If you keep playing with it, it'll fall off.
It'll fall off. But I think if you played with it enough, depending on the severity that you played with it, it could fall off. It might.
I'm not sure anyone has tested that.
I don't.
My friend's dad told us, and I believe for a small amount of time, that if you twist your belly button, your bum falls off. But we were.
How do you twist? You must have an outie.
Well, yeah. No, I don't. But you just sort of get it and twist it. But you're too scared.
Ah, found fluff.
Oh God.
Every time.
It was such a dad podcast.
Look, fluff in my belly button.
It's not every time. If you did it now, it would be fluff. Actually, there probably is. It's a natural phenomenon. No, put it away.
Told you.
Right, next
quite
one.
Deep, let's my belly button.
Move on!
Sorry.
Move on. Right, this one. Women in movies got paid a lot more money if they did a racy scene because they would have a baby that they'd need to care for 18 years. What's that film with Arnold? Is it Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah,
and there's that really like racy scene in it.
Well, Arnie's done a racy scene. Well,
it's not like actual porno.
Well, I don't think Arnie does actual porno.
No, that's what I'm saying. But it's Secret Lies.
Is it with Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah.
Right.
True Lies. Anyway, she got paid a lot more money because in the bit of the movie where they had sex, she would then have to look after the baby afterwards. Apparently that was something that this dad believed as a kid.
Oh my God. That is just...
I don't know.
Whoa.
Right, last two. There are little signs on the side... last one, sorry. There are little signs on the side of the road that tell you when you should change gear. When you're driving.
Who said... No!
I don't know, but when I'm driving with Jen, I wish there were.
No, don't say that, because you've got an automatic and she'll try and change.
Oh, God. No, not at the moment. We've got a courtesy car. She's not driving. But anyway, I'm joking. She's a fantastic
Just for
driver.
The insurance, she's not driving. Yes. Yeah. Just so you know.
Fantastic. Little there. I don't know. Also, car one. My dad told us that Volvos had guns in the headlights.
I've got a Volvo. There's no guns in the headlights.
Really?
Unless I haven't found the button.
Yeah, don't know about it.
You know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to go in and check every single button.
You should. Right, there we go. That's the wrap for this episode of the Dadsnet Podcast. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Mm. Be sure to download, subscribe, follow, leave us a review, get in touch, write to us, send it in with a pigeon.
Yeah, box.
Or join Dadsnet on Facebook. Just give it a search. It'll come up.
Thanks for listening. Have a good week.
Dadsnet Original Podcast.